Sure.
Hi there, Jean-Juan. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Thank you so much for holding. My job is to get all the details of our service to you, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to get you the best price possible. You do qualify for a new business rate, by the way. Happy Tuesday. How's your day going so far?
Oh, doing good.
Good, good. So I know John does a very... Yeah, it can always be better, right? But above dirt and vertical can't be a bad day. So I did want to ask if you had any questions for me at this point other than price.
Well, what I would like to know other than price is how you work exactly, besides how you get the job.
Sure.
You know, it's just a
good questions. Yeah. Great question. So I'm sure you probably use Google yourself. You've looked for a restaurant or what have you. Now, it's going to work the same way for you, except your potential customers will be typing in keywords related to the electrical services that you provide. They will not need to already know the name of your company. They're just looking for a guy who can do what you can do. Our job is to make sure that you've got the content online, that you've got a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. We'll create almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public or unknown. They're all equally important to Google. They all talk about your services and your service area. That is, in fact, the information that the search engine searches for. And the businesses that have the most relevant content are the ones that are on the first page. So even though you have a very young company, you know, about a year or so, you can be on that first page too and get phone calls directly to you. So you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the lead or being in a bidding war with your competition. People who need your services will simply find you when they do a search for that, and then they'll call you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, residential jobs or commercial jobs, big jobs or small. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. You're not paying per lead or per click or per job. Now, because you are a younger business, you qualify for reduced pricing. Now, keep in mind, this is an introductory rate for a young business. It is not going to balloon up on you, though. It's more of an assistance program just to make it more affordable. It's actually a fixed rate. It'll never go up, and it is an exact amount. Again, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis. Every month that you choose to use the service, you would pay exactly $199.00. That's a $200 savings, a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, et cetera. Now, I know you've got a Google business profile website and a Google listing. Is that something that you did on your own, or did someone do that for you?
Yeah, it's something that I did on my own. And
sure. Good job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every smart business should at the very least be PIN verified. It's obviously easy to do. Google now does recognize that you are an active business in the local area, but it is not enough content to have you pop up on the first page. Basically, it's kind of a digital business card. People have to already know the name of your company and be looking for you specifically to find that information. What our job would be to take that existing listing, link it to more content, and that's going to move your business to the first page where you could get calls directly. Now, I know that you are, in fact, doing both residential and commercial jobs. Do you, though, have a preference of one over the other, or do you kind of just like the mix as it comes?
I would prefer it to be mixed.
Yeah, and it's good to have those choices and those options. Now, we will be targeting both high-end residential clients and commercial clients as well. And then, of course, with the calls coming directly to you, you can kind of be selected. You can pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. Now, like I said, you'll be able to track your success and see how much work you're getting on a month-to-month basis. Our job, though, is to send you enough work for you to want to continue to use the service. I've been with the company myself for over 9 years, and I know that our clients love the service. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. So, you know, is that something that you might want on a month-to-month basis? Get your phone ringing and get more jobs?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And, of course, for a very young company, that's a powerful thing. You just have not been around long enough for traditional word-of-mouth to be a big factor. But every new customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use your services down the line, who can recommend you to someone else. So it's definitely going to help you to grow your business. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, I just say that sounds pretty good. But my question would be, down the line, you're going to merge the existing ones to the front page.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to build a website complete for us?
We can do that. Yeah, we can do that. I know you've got like a Google My Business profile and website. We would want to have a higher converting website for you. I would include that at no additional cost. We don't expect, especially our very young companies, to already have a website. And yet our job is to make sure that the people who see you on the first page have the reasons to call you. So we would include a website for you at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you. That website domain, your business name, your phone number, they will all be cross-referenced and technically backlinked to all of the destinations and directories that we'll create. Again, we create that content not so your customers can see it, but so Google and Bing can see it. Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. Most people haven't heard of those directories, but just like Yelp and Facebook, they will have content talking about your services and your service area. All of those destinations and directories are equally weighted, all of them equally important, and it is that content that is going to have your business pop up ahead of your competitors.
Okay, that sounds great. Yep. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. So I know that, from John's notes, you've got a couple of partners. One of them might be there and maybe even listening in. This is a decision, though, that you guys can make without bringing the other partner in, especially being that it's month to month, right?
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. It's 3Js, Ductless and Electrical Inc., right? That's how you want the business to be branded online?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Now, is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you want your customers to call, and is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, it is, but 3Js has a phone number.
This is a good number for us to contact you, but it's not necessarily the business number or the one that you want us to promote for your business, the one you want your customers to call. What is the number that you want your customers to call?
508-468-0814.
So just to confirm, I have 508-408-0814.
It's, instead of 408, it's 468.
468. Yeah, there's just a little bit of a kind of a choppiness to the line. It's breaking up just a bit. So I've got 508-468 0814. And then your company is service-based, meaning you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, most service-based businesses are run from the home. Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on a door if there wasn't someone there to answer it. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code. And then your first name is John Weiner, right? Is that J-E-N-W-I-N-E-R?
J-E-A-N.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. That's what I have, but I left it out when I was reading it back. And that is your first name. And then what is your last name?
Topnath as Tom, R as Robert, O as Opium, P as Peter, N as Nancy, A as Apple, S as Sam.
Again, if you can just go back one more time, it broke up just a bit. But if you can spell that one more time, I think I can get it.
Okay. It's P as Tom, R as Robert, O as Opium, P as Peter, N as Nancy, A as Apple, S as Sam.
Gotcha. Tropnas, right? And then, yes. Mr. Tropnas, what is a good email address either for you personally or for your business? It does not have to be a business email. If it's not a business email, it won't appear anywhere online. It's really more, though, for us to contact you when necessary regarding your account. We use phone, text, and email. What is a good email address for you or for your business?
jamayon32@gmail.com.
You said at Gmail, correct?
Yeah, at Gmail. Yeah.
Okay, I think I got that right. It does look like an active email. jamayon33@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then as far as contacting you regarding your account, like I said, phone, text, email, usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
And text and email.
Okay, I'll put text preferred and email. All right. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. But we will want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We will take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. The other thing that I'll do, and this is required of us to do now, to close out the category, and I am required to read it, what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are reducing the subscription cost, that it is a month-to-month service, that we're even including the website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I'm required to read it actually before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes. As my partner is next to me, if there's a way you can briefly give him an idea and that we both can in the same that will be great if you don't mind.
So is your partner is on the line listening now?
No, he's next to me. He was doing some work, but now
okay.
I think he's available.
If he's available now, I'd be happy to give him a brief rundown.
Yes, and then whatever you can tell me, you can tell him, man. You can just that as well.
Yes, good. I'm glad to hear that. So what is your partner's name?
Jacques.
And is Jacques listening now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. So as I was telling Gene Weiner, our job as a Google Premier partner is to find one company to work with when these positions become available, to make sure that your business will pop up as a top option when people type in keywords related to the services that you provide. So I'm sure you've used Google before on your own. 3J's ductless and electrical will be one of those top options in that roughly 10-mile service area that you want to be found in. The calls will come directly to you. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for leads or chasing down those leads. We'll create almost 70 different directories, everything from a Yelp listing and a Facebook page to the dozens of other directories that are not as well known but equally important to Google. That's what the search engine search is for. And when you have that content that reinforces the fact that you are in the area providing those services, your business will pop up in that local map or that pack result right near the very top of the page. And like I said, the calls will come directly to you. A fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis with reduced pricing, because it is a young company, it is exactly $199.00 a month on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
A detailed reporting and tracking system will be provided, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. I did also say we can do a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website at no additional cost. It's still included in that $199. That way we can really kind of emphasize the services you provide and talk about your business.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions?
No, I'm just, I got you perfectly.
Yeah. So your partner there, loves the idea. And I think, are you guys using the Home Advisor, the Angie Leads? I found connected with this, the phone number that we're speaking on, a Home Advisor Angie Leads profile. That's a lead-based service, and you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Are you guys using that service as well?
I think we are.
Yeah.
I think we were.
So, you know, there's no direct conflict. You don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page of Google, but a lot of my clients find that it's preferable to get direct phone calls versus chase down a lead that might not even answer the phone, might have already talked to one of your competitors. They might just be looking for an estimate. You get a lot of that with a shared lead system where the lead that you get sent and sold to 6 or 8 of your competitors. Like I said, with this, it's direct phone calls with someone who called you directly and specifically after seeing your website. So they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. By the time they decide to call you, they're really hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, it is a flat rate. Of course, they're going to call you directly. So, you know, 16 jobs a month or 60 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. You're not paying per lead. It's a lot easier to budget for than a lead-based service. And a lot of my clients who have a lead-based service are able to find, and happily so, that they can scale back on paying for those leads when we get their phone ringing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're both still on the line, or if you would be the one to answer the questions, as I was mentioning to your partner, I would read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us because we're Google Premier partners. It gets recorded through the computer, attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it is a month-to-month service, that it is a fixed flat rate of $199 a month, that we are even including the website at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but either of you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you guys for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure, yep.
Okay, perfect. And since I think you're both still on the line, either of you can answer the question. Give me just a second here to get that voice verification set up. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
The 3J's, Doctor's, and Electrical Incorporation.
Incorporated. Okay. And that's exactly how I have it. And just to clarify, the A-N-D is A-N-D, right? It's not the symbol for the word and, it's the word itself spelled out.
And, I think we use both A-N-D or the symbol and.
Well, I would like for more consistency in the branding of your business name. It is a personal preference. Did you want the A-N-D spelled out or the symbol for the word itself?
A-N-D.
The symbol. I actually agree. It actually is more eye-catching. It grabs someone's attention and makes them look at it a little bit more. So I'm going to put that as 3Js. That's the letter 3, the capital J, apostrophe S, ductless and electrical. That's the ampersand, the symbol for the word, and then the INC. And then actually it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jacques. It's J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. Dallas. B-E-L-L-A-S. He has in Tom. O-N-G as in George.
You said O-N-C? Like
no,
Pat?
O-N-G.
Oh, G.
O-N-G.
Blastong, right? With a G at the end?
Excuse me?
The last letter is G, like giraffe,
yes.
Right? Or good, not C like Charles. Okay. And then Jacques, let's see. And what is your official title? You're co-owner of the business, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, I was speaking with Mr. Tropness as well. And then as a co-owner of 3J's Ductless and Electrical Incorporated, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you answer your phone, of course, that you're responsive, that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. And as long as you answer your phone, you guys are going to love the service. Now, it is a month-to-month service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create the website, and we'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, since you always go out to the customer and no one comes to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. And since we're creating almost 70 different destinations and directories, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included and with the price reduced down to $199, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether today, will be charged today, the 16th of August, in the very discounted total amount of just $199.00. That $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, of course, that means you may absolutely discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Right.
Okay, perfect. And that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. That first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
I had a question for you.
Sure, of course.
In case down the road,
uh-huh,
we don't need the service,
good question. So, you know, obviously any website needs to remain hosted for it to appear online. If down the line you decide that you've got more work than you can take on or what have you, we can either simply host your website for a small hosting fee, or we can transfer the domain over to you. So you're not going to lose the content that we'll create, although, of course, if you stop using the service, we will stop updating and optimizing that content. In that sense, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you can stop pedaling. You're going to keep on going for a bit. You might even pick up speed for a little bit. But without us continuing to optimize your business listing, it would slowly fall off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight. But like I said, as far as the website goes, we can either keep it hosted on our server for a small hosting fee, or we could transfer the domain over to you.
Okay.
Okay. I think I heard you say it was a MasterCard. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And is the name on the card one of your names or the business name? How does that appear?
Is it
Jacques or Gene Weiner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead. And you said it was a MasterCard, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. If you want to go ahead and read that back to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
It's 5174.
Mm-hmm.
1,000.
Okay, hang on 1 second. You said 5174-1000.
Yep, 0522.
0522.
9189.
9189. So I've got 5174-1000-0522-9189.
Yes.
And then the expiration month and year?
0326.
0326. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
2-3-7.
Was it 236?
No, 237.
237, yeah. I cut out just a little bit at the end there. So I've got 237, and then March or 03 of 2026 for the expiration date.
Yes.
And then I did see a card on file, although I know it's not the business address, as we won't be promoting a business address, but the 86 North Sumner Street in Brockton, 02301, is that the billing address of that particular card, or is that billing to a different address?
Yes, that is the billing address.
That is the billing address. You do also receive your mail then, of course, right? But no customers come to see you there?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So in the next minute or so, you are going to receive a confirmation email. It does come through our automated system. It does have the hours of operation as well as the client support phone number. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
1 second.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you guys will receive that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That very first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive a direct link by text message as well. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other of those, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our client interview technician. As I was mentioning to Mr. Kropnas, this is where we talk about the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, etc. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like the very first available today would be 4 o'clock. There is also a 5 o'clock and a 6 o'clock. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6, which of those times do you think would be best for you guys to take that 25, 30-minute phone call?
4, 5, 6.
Could be with either of you or both of you. You don't necessarily have to be together. And like I said, it's just some basic information about your company so we can start building out that website and start creating that content. 4 o'clock, if we whichever time we schedule it for, it would probably get to you maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about 25, 30 minutes after that. It's a one-hour window, but the call takes about half that time. Would 4, 5, or 6 o'clock work out best today?
6.
6? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, the call would get to you just a few minutes after 6. At 5 o'clock, though, our automated system will send an email reminder to the email address that we have on file. And I'm also going to send you in a second here a calendar invite to that same email address. The calendar invite is really just more for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. But it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, did you guys receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Probably.
If you can check, the text message goes right where we want it to go. The email says welcome or says thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email, and then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on it, it goes to where the text message goes automatically, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
One second, I'm testing because we are without jogging.
Oh, okay. Well, be safe.
Yes, I see the text message.
Okay, so if you open up the text message, like I said at the top, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience, and then talking about the services that we'll be providing, Google Business Profile Optimization is the first one. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, so we are going to optimize your Google Business listing. We will also optimize the same content on Bing, the other major search engine. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. The landing page is the website that we'll do. You know, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Jacques, we do need you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, you can either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. It is, of course, case sensitive and appropriate spacing. So if you do copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you do have your name in that box, click the orange confirm signature box below it. That does a couple of things, a few things actually. It does, of course, let us know that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website, that we've waived the setup fee, that we're reducing your pricing. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area and to do that NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website, to make sure that any information that's out there is already accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when you see it asking you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that screen.
Okay. So what I was, could you repeat that? Got me to click on the first link that you sent.
So yeah, so at the bottom of that text message or the email, if you've clicked on the click here, there's a line that goes across the bottom of it. There's a small box above that line where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, got the card in your name. So you would be the one to click on that box, and then in the longer box below it, just type in your first and last name, capital J, capital B, a space between, but not before or after. And then once you have your name in that box, click on the confirm signature box below it. That is going to give us the heads a head start on getting the content up to date for you, get the Google PIN card released. Even before we do that client interview, we can start working on the account once you've got that that authorized.
So, first of all, I can click on the last slide, support@local/.com. Is that what it is?
You're breaking up just a bit.
The last line on the text. It says support@local/.com.
I think you may be looking at the welcome email, because you do get two emails sent out at the same time. I wish that our system was a little bit slower to send the welcome email, since the one that we need you to access is the other one, the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below.
Yeah, that's the one I got now. We sent the copy of your invoice.
Okay. Yeah. So if you click on the blue click here, where it says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, I click on it and you want me to click on the box that says that I am the authorized holder and
correct. Yes. Click on the box that says that. Just kind of click or check on it. And then in the longer box below the line, type in or copy and paste your first and last name. It is case sensitive, so capital J, capital B, space between it, but not before or after. And then once you've got your name exactly as it appears, click on the confirm signature box. That, of course, lets us make sure that any information that's out there for your company is accurate, all the way down to including the symbol for the word and not the AND spelled out. So again, it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password.
Yeah, I'll type my name and then I click on confirm signature.
Mm-hmm. So, you clicked on the box as well, right?
Yeah, I click on the box and I click on where I need to type my name for the signature.
Yeah, type
and then
in.
I click on confirm.
Correct.
Confirm signature.
Yes. So if everything matches, you should see it asking you for a username and a password. Is it giving you any type of error message?
No. Jonathan, when I click on confirm signature, it does nothing. I don't see nothing.
Okay. The box is checked, and your name is as it appears. There's no... It is accurately spelled on my end and then matched on your end.
One second.
Sure.
Okay, I got it. Now give me a box that says username and password.
Okay, so I can give you the username. The username is the phone number that we're speaking on, but in truth, you can stop here. You don't have to go to the next step. The reason that you're seeing that, well, our automated system thinks two things right now. One, that your tracking system is already activated, and two, that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in with username and password. I think if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message because your tracking system is not enabled yet. It's not activated. We'll have to do the client interview first, create that content for there to be something for you to track. But in the next day or so, once your dashboard, is, as we call it, your client dashboard, your tracking system, once it's activated, we'll send you by text and email a username and a default password to allow you to access that tracking system. You can change the password if you like, although some people never do change it. The username, though, is something you cannot change, but it is very easy to remember. It is the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number 857-222-4356. That will always be the username. I'm sending it also, like I said, by way of a calendar invite. It's got local splash, C-I-E-N-G, again, client interview in English, and then your username, your name, and then your actual phone number or the number that we're speaking on. And then, Jacques, I know that this is a good number for us to meet, to reach Mr. Tropness. Do you have a different number or another number for us to contact you? I know that the business number is different. For the business number, I've got 508-468-0814. Is that or a different number a good number for us to reach you?
I got a different number. It's 508.
Okay. Uh-huh.
942-5628.
So Jacques, for you, and not to promote for the business, but for us to contact you, and I've got you both down as an authorized point of contact, so we can call either of you if we don't reach the other. Either of you can call in regarding your account. But Jacques, for you, I've got 508-942-5628.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, you guys are all set and squared away on my end. Other than that, I, of course, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in the 6 o'clock hour. But I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Pleasure speaking with you both. I appreciate your patience and your kindness. Keep in mind, like I said, our client interview technician will be giving you a call shortly after 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you guys. Thanks again. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.